Chapter 5. Into the Open Air in London. On his first Sunday morning after reaching London, Whitfield preached in the open air in a park-like place called Moorfields. Notice had been given of his coming, and he found an incredible number of people assembled. Many had told him he would never come out of that place alive. He went in between two friends who, by pressure of the crowd, were soon entirely parted from him and were obliged to leave him to the mercy of the rabble. But these, instead of hurting him, formed a lane for him and carried him along to the middle of the fields, where a table had been placed, which was broken to pieces by the crowd, and afterwards back again to the wall that parted the upper and lower Moorfields, from whence he preached without molestation to an exceedingly great multitude. In this action, Whitfield introduced Methodism to Moorfields, a location which has been its chief center ever since. That evening, Whitfield chose his second London location, Kennington Common. The Common was a large open field where great numbers of the poor gathered. It held a permanent scaffold on which hangings were frequently conducted. Vicious sports and drunken brawlings were prevalent. Here, men, women, and children, unwashed, ignorant, and diseased, were to be found in abundance, and no man cared for their souls. Whitfield reported that on that evening, no less than 30,000 were supposed to be present. The wind being for me carried my voice to the extremest part of the audience. All stood attentive and joined in the psalm and the Lord's Prayer most regularly. I scarce ever preached more quietly in a church. The word came with power. I hope a good inroad has been made into the devil's kingdom today. Satisfied with this initial step into the open air in London, Whitfield returned to Kennington each evening and to Moorfields each Sunday morning. We follow his amazing labors as reported in